The energy level is high at today's rehearsal of the African American Dance Company. They're fine-tuning the choreography for their performance of Death in Harlem, a poem by Langston Hughes set to music by Kenneth Ware. Junior Joshua Holland is taking a breather. He's a psychology neuroscience major who's danced in the AADC all three of his years at IU.
It has helped me evolve and get involved on campus.
Holland, like many current and past members, had no dance experience when he joined the company. He credits the group's director, Iris Rosa, with being his mentor, both in the dance studio and out.
Some of us look at her, you know, as a dance mom because she's always there to help us out.
Death in Harlem will be performed as part of a concert celebrating 40 years of the AADC, all of those years under the direction of Rosa. Organizers are expecting alums from as far back as the mid-70s to flock to Bloomington to celebrate the milestone. Andrea Neely worked with Rosa from 1983 to 1985.
She was my mom away from home.
Neely is now the Regional Development Director for the United Negro College Fund. She says Rosa was a demanding yet compassionate teacher.
And she was the balance that students often really need to have when they're transitioning from high school into college.
They nabbed Arabella and drove her off to jail, just as...
Okay, now, you're wading through them.
They call me Proro, short for Professor Rosa.
In her office, there's a large cork board with pictures and news clippings. She points to one image.
My mentor, her name is Mildred Morgan Ball, and she was the first one to introduce modern dance in the East Chicago school system.
Which she remembers as being very ethnically diverse.
And so the commonality was you come in here and you learn dance, you know, from wherever you are.
That's the same attitude she brings to the AADC, which is also a multi-ethnic group. While her training is in modern dance, she's always been interested in dance from a diasporic point of view, incorporating elements of Caribbean and African styles. But she dodges any question that asks her to categorize her choreography. She doesn't want the group to be defined by one form of dance or another.
That has always been the challenge, is that how people have a preconceived notion of who we are and what we do, that has never changed, surprisingly. And for the last 40 years, I've always fought that.
Over the years, she's also had to prove that a group like the African American Dance Company deserves a place on a college campus. 40 years after its formation, the validity of the company is surely no longer in doubt. Will Proro stick around for another decade?
Well, I keep thinking, you know, I don't want to be here for my 50th. I'd like to do some other things.
For WFIU Arts, I'm Annie Corrigan.